Okay, what's up, guys? We are on episode 6, 7. I think it's 8. I think we're on 8.
Damn, I'm behind.
Yeah. New episode today. Two beans in a pod. I think we've had a little more time to kind of like do more podcasts consistently or episodes. So we've been coming up with more ideas, thankfully. And this week, how did we come up with this topic? I can't remember.
I just texted you at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And said that that's the topic we should do.
Yeah, we've been having trouble sleeping a lot lately. Yeah. So our sleeping schedule's all messed up. So we come up with like weird ideas in the middle of the night. Even though his room is literally across the hallway, he decides to text me instead of knock on my door.
Well, I didn't know if you were asleep or not.
But yeah, he just like texted me like, hey, next podcast idea.
Didn't feel like putting pants on.
Would you text? Why you will never be ready. So that's the topic. Why you will never be ready. It's like new podcast idea. Why you will never be ready. Which I think is a really good topic because a lot of people don't take the step or take the leap to do what they want to do because they're always putting the excuse of like, oh, I'll do it when I'm ready. Or I'm not ready yet. I want to prepare a little more. And I don't know, I think it's definitely, I mean, preparation is definitely a valid point, but only to a certain extent, you know, like, you can only prepare so much for a career in the arts, I guess, or, I mean.
Almost in anything, yeah.
Almost in anything, yeah.
At some point, you need to go out and play the field.
Yeah, and, I mean, at least from my experience, is like, just jumping in, you kind of, kind of sucks because like you put yourself in a really vulnerable position and like you look stupid a lot of the time, but you learn very quickly. Like you have to adapt. So I think, I don't know, like you can't, I don't know, like when I moved to from Arizona, like I moved in order to like play my dad's out here, and like for the longest time I would say like, nah, I'm not gonna do that yet because I don't know enough repertoire or I don't know, I'm just not...
It's too expensive.
It's too expensive, or, like, I don't have enough money, or... But the main thing was, like, I'm not ready yet. Like, you know, like, I want to learn more, or whatever. And, like, I remember a good friend of ours, Adolfo, he says, like, dude, you'll never be ready. And, like, he didn't... Like, that sounds kind of like a big way, but, like, yeah. He didn't mean it like that. Like, basically saying, like, no matter how much preparation you do, you'll never be ready for the game out there. Like, you don't know, basically, if you haven't been there, you don't know what to prepare for. So it's better to just jump in and kind of test the waters that way and see what you have to prepare for by being in the environment, if that makes sense.
Well, I think that, sorry, I'm a little sick. I think that humans are also super weird in the sense that we don't do something until we have to do it. We don't do something that's really good for us until we have to do it. Like, people don't start losing weight until, like, the doctor's like, you better eat a salad or you're gonna die. Or you're gonna get a heart attack. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like hit the gym time and do all this, like, drink kale smoothies. But before that, you know, it's not that. And that's how we are just in by nature and everything. Yeah. Like, we kind of don't get things done until we have to get them done. Which is kind of like a bad trait to have, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think that if you recognize that, you can use that to your advantage. You just know that, like, when you're somewhere, in a position where you have to do something, all of a sudden your brain comes into survival mode and you're like, okay, shit, I have to do this now. Like, I'm here already, you know? When you kind of, like, leave yourself no other choice.
Yeah. Yeah, like, what is it, that quote? It's like, necessity is the breed of invention, or necessity breeds invention, or something like that. Can't remember the quote exactly, but, like, it's true. Like, when you're put in a position where, like, you force yourself to survive off of whatever it is that you're doing, like, I don't know, if you want to be a painter, if you force yourself to live just off your paintings, like, you better be damn sure that you're gonna be painting some pretty dope shit, like, you know, like,
yeah,
because that's what you survive off of, you know? Like, if you're just doing it as a hobby, like, yeah, you know, I mean, you could still do pretty well off like that too, but like, you gotta go all in, you know?
And yeah.
Going all in is not for everybody, honestly.
And it really isn't, no.
But like, if you really want to go, if you really want to like do it right and be like, oh, I'm gonna be a painter, blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
Like, you have to go all in, and it's hard, like, for sure, because you don't know where to start.
I also think that you're consistently preparing for different situations.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, I think every day is just preparation.
You can't be on defense all the
time. Yeah, you can't, like...
You can't score a goal if you're always playing defense. Like, you gotta just jive in and go for the goal.
Like, from personal experience, like, I don't know what I have to say, like, if someone's like, what... If someone were to ask me, like, what do I have to do, like, to be ready in order to, like, be doing, like, the kind of gigs that you're doing, I'd just be like, boy, you just have to live here. That's it. Like, that's the only requirement, pretty much, you know?
Yeah.
Like, other than that, I mean, I guess I could give you, like, tips, like, oh, well, like, learn this.
Like, you do have to learn, like, you do have to know some of your shit, you know? You can't just be like, oh...
Yeah,
I want to be a musician. I never touched an instrument. Then moved to LA. You need
to have a little bit of a background.
Yeah, you need to have a background for sure. Yeah. But I guess this is for more people for sure have a background in something. You have a background in it. You've been doing it for a couple of years now, and you're kind of thinking about taking that next step, but you tell yourself, oh, like, I'm not ready because XYZ. And to be honest, there's always a valid excuse why you're not ready. There always is. It's too expensive. That's a valid excuse. There's people that are better than me doing that. Mm. That's a valid excuse. Like,
I don't know. That's an excuse for sure, but I don't know if it's a valid excuse.
Well, it can be though. It can be if you're like, you know, down here, and the people that you're going up against are, you know, all the way up here.
I mean, yeah, but there's always going to be somebody better than
you. I mean, you know, yeah, like, there is, but I mean...
That'll just push you to, like,
get better. If you're at a lower level, though, if you're at a real lower level, like, that can be an excuse, but you do have to be at a very lower level.
Yeah, you know?
But even then, you can still come. It's...
Yeah, like, you're going to learn a lot quicker.
It's a valid excuse in your mind, but you can still come and learn, like, a lot quicker than you would not be here, you know, or somewhere else that... Wherever your indicated choice of place is, right? But there, like, I remember Adolfo, when he told me that he, like, when I finally found out that he played with Vargas for some reason? I remember, like, one of the questions I asked him, I was like, and did you feel, like, nervous? Did you feel like you were ready? And he's like, I've been preparing for something like that my whole life. He's like, I was as ready as I would have ever been. He's like, even if I wasn't
ready. I was as ready as I would have ever been. And That's such a good way to put it.
Like,
he's
even if I,
a genius.
He's like, even if I wasn't ready, I would have had to get the job done anyway. So I was kind of fucked.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, they called him and they're like, hey, you know, this happened with this flight. So I need you to come back and do it. And of course, you know, someone like him, he's been... For years, he studied recordings and stuff like that. Yeah. But he could have said, you know what? I don't feel ready. I don't feel ready right now. And because it was like a last minute thing. It wasn't okay, you're going to play with Vargas next month. Prepare. It was just like, the show is tonight. You need to come help us out. And this is the set list, more or less, that we're going to play. Adapt, you know? Have fun.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's such a good way to put it. It's like, I was as ready as I would have ever been.
And I think that a lot of the times, the worst excuse you could ever put, especially, like, for something, like, that we do, like, music, because I was, like, I was telling you the other day, the main key to keeping alive in this is adapting.
Yeah.
So you don't know what situation you're going to be.
Yeah.
Every scenario is different, you know, like, the shoot that we're doing on Friday for Wayne Brady, it's like... What, or Brady Wayne, or whatever
his name is. I was going to say Dwayne Wayne, but no, it's Dwayne Brady.
But, like, we don't even have, like, something to prepare for. Like, it's just, like, show up, and then this is kind of what you have to do, like.
Yeah.
All right, like, good luck, you know? Like, you have to be prepared to be unprepared, I guess. in situations and
yeah,
just adapt and be ready.
And it's not even, you can't be prepared to be unprepared. It's just, you just got to be willing to be unprepared and doing the best that you can in that situation. Because the thing is, like, is that you're always going to face obstacles. You're always going to face like little dilemmas here and there. And it's like, that's just part of the process. That's what makes you learn. You know, you can't just, you can't be, again, you can't be on defense. Like, you can't be preparing all your life. Like, how can I say it? Say, let's put an example of like Lionel Messi, like the greatest soccer player of all time or whatever. Like if he was just like in his room, like, or wherever, or like at a practice field, like just preparing, and like he was all good, but like he never applied it in real life. Like, you know, like, how is he going to learn to play against other people if he just is in the practice field by himself, like juggling and doing all this stuff? Like, no, you got to apply it in real life, you know? Like, as a musician or as an artist, you can't just, like, practice all day scales and little, what's it called? Like, exercises just to increase your agility if you're not going to apply it in real life, you know? So, you can only prepare so much. Like, I guess the real preparation that will prepare you for other situations is doing something. Like, doing it. Like, actually putting things into practice in real life scenarios. Like, that's literally the best thing that you can do, and the best way you can do it is just, like, going head in and trying it out, you know?
Yeah, like,
You're obvious, like, straight up reality check is that you're going to fail. Like, if you don't fail, that's pretty dope, but, like, more than likely you're going to fail, and that's just, yeah, it is what it is. Like, I think you had told me that Robert Greene, like, in the 50 Laws of Power, he talks about 50 Cent, and he's like, oh, like, what do you think about going bankrupt? And he's like, part of the game, dude. You win some and you lose some, you know. But like,
yeah,
like, he's 50 Cent doing all right, like, you know, he's an internet troll, but like
he was going bankrupt at the time, I guess, when Robert Greene was in the book with him, and he was just like, yeah, it's all part of it. Yeah. And you know, in his case, you know, that motherfucker got shot 9 times, so he's
not afraid of anything.
Yeah, bankruptcy is probably the least of his worries. Fucking fears.
Yeah,
at this point. And I think that, like, we do talk about, like, personal experience. And one of the things that I did want to say is that this time when I came to LA and when I actually moved, it wasn't my ideal scenario. Like, you know, does that make sense? Like, I didn't.
That's not how you want it.
That's not how you move. Well, yeah, that's not how I wanted to move. That's not how I expected to move at all. Like I had, like, no time to do anything. I just had to go home and get my shit and, like, find someone to sublease an apartment that I was already had committed to, and then, you know, figure out my car situation and do all this shit and then come back to work. But it wasn't like, like, in my head, I remember I used to think, well, you know, I'm going to prepare here in Tucson, and I'm gonna stay another year, and I'm going to, like, be writing, be stocking up, and, like, be saving some money, so that way, so when I go over there, like, I can have some money to like, get an apartment, and, like... Yeah.
Little side note, saving money in LA is a great... Having money saved up before you move to LA is a great option, but just letting you know that shit's going to get wiped out real quick.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Straight up.
That shit's going to be... LA's gonna swallow your money.
I had, like, shit. Honestly, when I moved to LA, I probably had, like, 5 Gs saved up. 4 G, 5 Gs. It was gone within, like, 2 months, dude.
Yeah.
And I don't... And, like, I wasn't spending on, like, stupid shit. Like, I was spending on necessities, like, rent.
You were just living. Stuff,
bro. I was living in LA, like...
Yeah.
And I don't have no idea where that fucking money went. Like,
it's crazy. Yeah. Well, I had, like, told myself, you know, like, well, I don't think I'm, like, ready yet, like... I think that, you know, maybe one more year would be good to spend in Tucson and, like, keep doing what I'm doing here and, like, doing some teaching and some gigs and writing for some people and stuff, like, and then, you know, go to LA in a very prepared way, right? Planned way.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when I got the opportunity... One of the biggest problems was that one of the biggest reasons why I took it, and that's not a problem, one of the biggest reasons why I took it was because the problem was that I also looked at my schedule back home, and I was like, shit, this it's so slow. I'm not making almost any, you know, I'm making barely making any money. Like, if I go back to Tucson and I try to do this shit, like, I don't even know how I'm gonna save money, because there's not that much work as there is here. So, and like, somebody here was just offering me a way to make, to make that money, you know, that I wasn't making somewhere else. And I was like, fuck, like, how am I gonna get an apartment? How am I gonna get a car? And like, a lot of it was also like seeing the people that, you know, obviously the people that play here, like, there's so many really good players here, you know, that are on gigs and then recording and stuff. So I was like thinking, like, damn, I don't know, like, you know, if they'll like me, or like, if they'll think I'm as good as them, and if they'll like invite me to play, invite me to work, like, and they'll want to pay me and stuff. Like, that was like a thought, you know, that was like a thought. And like, if I would have like told myself like all of stuff, and it was like, yeah, you know, and I would have decided, you know what, too many good players. I don't know what I'm going to be like, how I'm going to make it. Like, in LA, how I'm going to survive, how I'm going to find an apartment, because, well, we shared that room. Like, I'm not ready because I can't afford an apartment yet. I could have told myself that, but, but I'm, like, so glad I didn't, you know? I'm so glad I was just like, fuck it, I have to move.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing, there was really nothing for me to go back to. And I was like, I was even thinking, I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to get, like, a day job or something, you know, to save some money, right, when I go back to Tucson. But, like, now that it's December, and I got here in July, like, officially, like, moved, I think that now I look back at it, and it's like, damn, like, I didn't realize that I was as ready as I would have ever been, you know? Mm-hmm. Now that I show up to like, gigs, or, like, when I was, like, at Santa Cecilia, and people were like, yeah, I follow you on Instagram because of your guitar playing, and then, like, Suami from 3 was like, yeah, this guy's a super dope guitar player. Mm-hmm. Like, I did not think that before I moved. I thought, you know, completely the opposite, that these people were going to be like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, why, what is he doing here, you know? Like, He's not ready. But if I would have like listened to myself for that, then you know, I wouldn't be here, you know? I wouldn't be at Disney and at Universal and like doing all these other, you know, extracurricular gigs and stuff, doing the shoots that we've done for TV. And yeah, sometimes it's true, it's like not the ideal scenario that you have planned. You know, but even if it isn't, like, just fuck it, you know, like, you're still as ready as you'll ever be. Like, that's not an excuse, because all that shit, if I, like I said, you know, if I would have listened to myself and said, like, no, you're not ready, like, you need to go back to Tucson, you need to save money, you need to do this, you need to do that. If I would have listened to myself, like, I wouldn't be sitting here right now in my own apartment in LA, and like saying, like, I do these gigs, I work here, people know me, like, people starting to know me, like, who I am, and they're like, I've gotten along with some good people here, and like, just one simple decision of like, you know, split second decision, like, next 1 second to the next of saying, like, okay, I don't know if I'm ready, I'm as ready as I'll ever be, and I just need to do it now. And also because I was, like, tired of teaching, you know? I was tired of going back home and teaching and stuff.
Have you seen that post that goes around Instagram a couple of times where it's, like, you're one decision away from your life changing for the better?
I haven't seen it, but, I mean, it's true.
Yeah, like, that's one decision. Like, you take one decision, and then your life
is... For sure, like...
A whole different
direction. That's what happened to me. Yeah. I started the year in a completely different way than I thought I would end it, you know? Like, I did not think I was gonna end 2019 here in LA, like, in my own apartment, and, like, working at these places that I've, you know, been lucky enough to keep working at. But Just like, I just think about that. That's actually what made me want to do the topic, because I was thinking about how I ended the year so differently than I, you know, imagined it in my head. So I was like, damn, like, all that thought of like, oh, I'm not ready, like, next year I'll be ready in 2020, I'll have the money and I'll have the skills and stuff. Like, realizing that was all, like, kind of bullshit. Like,
yeah.
Like,
straight up.
That was, like, that's
like,
not,
later on, you call yourself.
I call myself out.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, that you know,
being a little bitch.
That wasn't true. Like, I was just, like, scared of that, like, you know?
And reality is nicer than it usually, than what you're
painting out in your head.
Yeah, like, straight up, like.
Usually in your mind, you can create, like, all these crazy scenarios.
It's hard to control your thoughts, but like, honestly, like, it's definitely necessary in this career, like, track. And then we, like, take decisions like that for both of us, you know, like, it's just,
yeah,
like, when I quit my job, like, my day job, to just go all in on music, like, oh my god, like, I was like, fuck, I'm gonna go broke, I'm gonna live on Skid Row, like,
straight up, like, I thought,
I was like, shit, like, what the fuck am I gonna do?
I remember I was there, you were freaking out.
I was freaking out, like, because I was like, damn, like, I'd never done it before, and I was like, people aren't gonna give a shit if I don't have a job, you know, like, what am I gonna do? But honestly, the reality is people are nice, and people want to help, and there's an abundance of work out there. It may not be exactly what you want to do, but, like, there's an abundance of work related to the things that you want to do. If that makes sense, like,
yeah,
if you want to be a musician, there's an abundance of work with music related things that can still get you in the right track of where you want to go.
Yeah, and if you take a pay cut, then
you're gonna have to take a pay cut.
That's cool.
Like, straight up, like, if you're starting, like, you cannot. I don't know how to say it in English, but no te puedes poner los moños.
Yeah, you know? Cannot, like,
you can't be picky about things, like,
beggars can't be choosers.
That's the shit that I was
gonna say.
Yeah. God damn it, I'm not Mexican. Yeah. So, like, you're gonna have to, like, take a pay cut, and you might have to work for free sometimes, but, like, that's just part of the game of like, preparing yourself for bigger things, you know, like, that's how you prepare, is by actually doing shit, like, jumping into the field, you know?
Oh, yeah, and, like, I was just thinking about that shit at, like, 2 in the morning, you know, when I would text you,
because
I was like, damn, like, I guess I was as ready as I would have ever been, and I think here, like, I've gotten, like, a lot better just by being, like, around people that are good and, like, get, you know.
And the reality is, too, is, like, could you have been better prepared? Probably.
Maybe, yeah,
like,
probably.
You know, but, like, you take the opportunity when it comes, you know, regardless of how prepared you are. Like, you just do it. You jump in.
Because if I would have, you know, if I would have called, like, Beto or, like, you know, and being like, hey, you know, I just don't think I'm ready to come to LA yet. Like, he probably would have been cool with it. He'd been like, yeah, man, it's cool, you know, like, you do your thing, whatever you want to do. And then now I come back a year later, hey, man, now I'm ready. Damn, man, I got someone else already, man. You know, I'm sorry, but I'll be on the lookout, you know, if you need anyone. Yeah. Like, and the thing is, too, what I realized a lot when I did that is that people respect the fuck out of you when you do shit like that. Mm-hmm. But you fucking just quit your day job. And you're just like, fuck it. Like,
because it takes balls.
I'm like, I'm just going to fucking do that shit. Like, straight up. Like, fuck this shit. Like, I'm going to be assertive and, like, make decisions for my own self. Like, I'm not going to, like, let anyone hold me back from this. And, like, I remember when we were gigging with him. Remember when we did that all day gigs with Crispy? And it was me, you, and Crispy, and Tisok. And Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, I was saying to Tisok about how it moves, and he's like, damn, dude, he's like, that's badass. He's like, I wish I had the balls to do that when I was young, like, just hop on a train and then say, fuck it, I'm staying here. Like, he's like, that's badass. That's like some kind of shit you're gonna be telling your grandkids one day, like, and they're gonna be like, what the fuck?
Like, you moving all your shit in a 2-door convertible Mustang from Arizona to LA, like all your belongings that ever belonged to you, like, across the desert into California, like,
like, because
all you had was like one luggage and your guitar.
So yeah, like,
that was you. Like,
yeah, that's all I had. It was a fucking little luggage, a couple, you know, a couple outfits and my guitar.
Yeah.
And that's all I had for fucking 4 or 5 months, like, when we were living in that.
Yeah, for me too. Like, I moved with just, like, my instruments and my clothes.
When I came here. That little
thing, and like.
And then slowly I started like adding stuff.
And then now we're like, fuck, we have too much room in here. What do we
do? We do. Really don't fucking know
what to do. What do we put here? What goes here?
Yeah.
And yeah, but like I do remember when you like quit your job and you were like
shitting my pants.
Yeah, you were like shitting my pants. You were like even like before it.
Yeah, because I was contemplating for the longest time. Like, I was contemplating for the longest time. Like, should I do it? Should I not? Like how is it gonna work out? And like on day, I remember you remember like some days I'd be like, yeah, fuck it, you know, I'm just gonna quit. And then the next day I'd be like,
yeah.
I don't know if I can do it, man. I don't know if I can do it. Like, and then just like finally, I was like, you know what? Like, there's just there comes a point where you're just like so fed up with a certain way of life that you have, and you're just not happy with it. And you're like, fuck this, you know, like,
yeah,
what have I got to lose, you know? Like, for me, my thought process that finally made me take the jump was like, I have my degree, I can always find a 9-to-5 job anytime, like, straight up. It's, people are always in need of work. There's an abundance of work out there. What have I got to lose, you know? Like, worst case scenario, like, oh well, LA didn't work out, I moved back to Arizona. But I'm not like that. For me, it's just I go all in or I go all in. Like, there's no plan B for me. So yeah, like, I just took the jump, and like, again, I was as ready as I would have ever been, you know.
Yeah,
I'm still learning as I go with this whole thing, you know, like, still trying to figure out how to just make a life just doing music or doing things that I like, you know. Like, I'm slowly figuring out that like music is my main thing, but I do like to do other things as well, and that's okay, you know. And I'm figuring out how to balance all of it while making money through it, and just, you know, like, it's fun, you know. When you figure out a way to make money with things that you like to do, it's like a fucking game, like, straight up. Like, it's a lot of fun. I don't even know
how to describe it. I mean, imagine, like, if you would have like kept your job, like, I don't know if you would have come up with, like, stuff like this, you know?
Yeah, no, I say that all the, like, I think of that shit all the fucking
songs.
Time.
I didn't even know you could write songs until one day.
I didn't fucking know I could write songs.
You were like, hey, I wrote this song, can you check the chord progression? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, what the fuck? I don't know where it's coming from. Like, it was, like, really random.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't think you even told me you were going to write it. I think you just did it, and then you told me, hey, what do you think of this chord progression?
That's fucking crazy. I think of that shit all the time, because I'm like, because writing songs is not easy. Like, straight up, like, writing lyrics is not easy. And I don't know where the fuck that shit came from. Like, straight up. But I swear that if I would have still had a 9-to-5, I would not be doing the artwork that I'm doing. I would not be writing the songs that I'm writing. I would not be singing the way I'm singing now, because I feel like I've progressed a lot. I would not be acting. I would not be working at Disney. I would not be...
Maybe, like, you wouldn't even have this place.
I would definitely not have this place. Like, straight up, like, I'm not rich, or I'm not making as much money as I'd like to. Like, I'm still struggling financially, like, because that's the way LA is, and I'm still not at a point where I want to be financially. But fuck, my life is pretty fucking good. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, I'm doing shit that I like to do every day. Like, yeah, like, the hats, like, I don't know how I fucking came up with this logo. Like, straight up.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea. Like, it just came out of fucking nowhere.
But if you would have been like, oh, like, I'm not ready to quit my job yet.
Yeah.
Like, I think I just need it. You know, I need to be here more time. Like, I'm not ready to do this. I'm not ready to do that. Then you maybe would still be at that, you know, job, which honestly, like, I mean, no offense to that job, but because it got you here, but we both know that was kind of a dead end job, you know?
Yeah, no,
like,
it was.
You were just like not doing, like, I was there when you were working.
It was a very slow upward progression in that job.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's really, I mean, no offense to 9-to-5 jobs. Like, every 9-to-5 job is very different. The way mine worked was just, there was no future for me in it, honestly. Like, there was no, for me personally, as a person that I am and the way I am as a human being, like, I would have just gotten stuck, and I would have gotten bored very quickly. And just, if I would have stayed with it, I would have been miserable, like, straight up. Because, like, it was just very repetitive. And, I mean, you know how I get. Like, I like something, I stick to it, and then once I'm like, okay, I figured it out, what's next?
You know?
And that job, I figured it out super quick, and I'm just like, that's it, like, this is all I'm gonna do, like,
yeah,
you know, I need more, like, I, I'm the type of person that, like, I want to keep growing. I want to figure shit out. And once I figure one level out, it's like, okay, how do I get to the next level? And, like, I like that, you know? Like, I want to keep moving. And that job was just too slow for me. And, like, that's why I wasn't happy. It wasn't what I wanted to do. And I was just doing it because it was a steady paycheck. Well, I mean, I got it. I mean, I planned it out pretty well because, like, I got it in order to move to LA. And then I wanted to figure things out. But, yeah, when the time came when, like, see, the thing is, like, the reason I moved to LA was because I wanted to do music, but I had a day job in order to get me here. And my whole plan the whole time was just, like, okay, if I'm able to do music on my own, then I'm going to leave that job. But when the time came, when I was like, okay, like, you're doing pretty good, like, you sure you fucking want this? Like, it's fucking scary. Like, life is like, a ver qué, pues, puto, no que no. Yeah. And it's like, you know, like, oh, shit, like. So you either take the jump or you fall back to where you once were. And I saw this really good quote the other day where, like, for me, you know, like, now both of us, actually this applies to both of us or anybody that's in a similar situation to us, where, like, if you just, like, took a whole U-turn and went in a whole nother route of where you wanted to go, and, like, if you're at the point where you're like, fuck, this isn't working out or it's not working out as I thought, and you're like, well, I'm just going to go back to where I was, that's not a great idea, because if you go back to where you was, to where you were, you're going to start basically from scratch all over again. So why start from scratch all over again when you're already, like, have some momentum going?
Yeah.
And there was another one too that it says, like, I can't remember who said the quote, but it was basically saying, like, if it feels like you're in hell, why stop there? Why stop at hell? You know, like, keep going, like, you know, like, get out of hell, you know? So just, yeah, the thing is, you just gotta keep going, you just gotta keep pushing.
I think ready is, like, so subjective.
It is, like, it is. I definitely agree with that.
It doesn't, it's not, it's almost, like, not a thing. Like, yeah, you can, like, I feel like, for me, like, personally, like, you know my uncle who trains boxers?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to ask him, like, how do they know, you know, like, that they're ready to fight? He's like, well, they don't. You know, they kind of just go in there and then, you know.
Until they win a fight, then they're
okay. Then they get knocked out a couple times, you know. Yeah, they get their fucking face open and shit. Yeah. And even, you know, like, Mike Tyson, you know, he was saying, like, how they were asking him how he prepared for fights. He's like, it's all more mental than anything. He's like, you still have to, for sure, he's like, you still have to run every day, you still have to train, but he's like, it hits so much different once you're coming out, and your song is coming out, and you got your fucking gloves on, and you're like, and you're like, oh shit, in 5 minutes, I'm gonna do or die.
That happened to me the fucking today, but I was like warming up my voice for the recording and shit, I felt so good, like, we rehearsed it, and I felt good, got to the studio, like, the first take that I did, it was fucking trash, like, straight up, like, it was. Like, I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I was doing so good. But you just get it so into your head. You know, that's just like, the moment you get into your head, you stop feeling.
And sometimes, you know, that you said that. Sorry to interrupt you. But, like, sometimes it's crazy because sometimes you think you're ready. Yeah. And then you go in there and you're like, wait, I thought I was ready. And now I'm like, you know, you were, like, saying, like, your voice felt good. And, yeah, it's true. We went in there and the first one wasn't good.
Yeah.
And then you were just like, wait, what the fuck? Like, I thought I was ready, like, a second ago. And that's what, you know, like, Mike Tyson was saying in boxing. He's like, it's all mental. Yeah, he's like, once you get in the ring for real, he's like, it's a whole different ballgame. Like, it's almost like, damn. Like,
and I think, like, the more you do things, so, like, for Mike Tyson, the more he did that, the more, like, he prepared, and then he stepped in the ring. He was like, okay, I'm not ready. Prepare, step in the ring. I wasn't ready. Prepare.
Yeah.
Like, you become ready for not being ready. You know, like, and because you, like, every time Mike Tyson steps in the ring, he has a different opponent. For as much as that dude can study his opponent, you can't get into someone else's shoes, and he doesn't know, like, the next move or blah, blah, blah. You know, like, and you can't be ready for everything. You just gotta, like, learn as you go.
One of the things that he said that won him a lot of fights is that he understood that, though. That he understood that you will never be ready.
Yeah.
So he's like, I still went in there fucking, like, confident. I was, like, stone cold fucking ready to fight, you know? And he's like, and even if I didn't feel like I was ready, I made my opponent just mentally think that I was fucking ready. And that's
what was that quote that he said? It's like, I knew, I already, before I even stepped in the ring, I already won.
Yeah, he's like, he
so good.
He's like, I already won when I stepped in the ring. Because
before
I
even stepped
in the ring. Yeah, before I even got in. Because he already, like,
he already visualized it. He already, like, you know.
He already, like, and he got into his opponent's head, which was the most, you know, important.
Muhammad Ali did that shit, too.
Yeah.
That's why he was so arrogant and, like, you know, he, like, got into people's heads.
Yeah. And then that's why they win a lot is because, they fucked with someone else. And then ironically, they start to make the other person think that they're not ready. And then that's like the other person loses, which is kind of like the whole, you know, the whole point of the of the podcast.
Yeah.
Which is like,
we're just trying to give you guys advices to, like, you know, little tips and tricks that we do, you know, and like, that's the thing. It's like, yeah, you won't be ready. But like, if you prepare yourself mentally, I think that's one of the biggest things that can.
And I think about it now, and like, when I, like, first went to music school, like, I didn't know anything. Like, I didn't know, like, shit. Like, literally, like, I was so behind from all these kids that were, like, going to art schools and shit like that. Like, and I for sure wasn't ready to, like, join a fucking, you know, world-class classical guitar program. Like, or, like, you know, do the jazz program and stuff. Like, no way my theory or anything was
we didn't even know fucking jazz chords.
Yeah, like, no way.
Just cumbias nomás a la
verga. Like, but, it, you know, and again, if I would have told myself, like, no, you're not ready. Like, all the other kids, they're ready, but you're not. And, like, I just got ready. That was it. You know, I just, like, fuck this. I'm going to do music. Like, so now I just have to practice and get ready. And now, it's funny when people see my post and, like, they see, like, oh, like, you played at Universal today, or you played at Disney, or you played at La Fonda and stuff, or you did this recording with Chris, and then they're like, oh, yeah, that's so cool. Like, things, you know, they work out for you. And it's just like,
you make it work out.
Yeah, you make it work out, and you didn't see all those times where I didn't feel ready, where I was like, oh, shit, you know, am I even ready to do this? Or, like, all the times where I was getting ready for when, you know, and all those years for sure of training did help, that now that I did all that shit, that I went through the music school process, and then I was also doing gigs when I was in music school. I was also, like, working, you know? So,
It's crazy. Like, everything that you do
adds up.
Even little moments.
Even if you think it doesn't, like, any, like, all the stuff that I did in music school, and, like, when I, like, for example, like, the gig that I do at Universal with Jasmine, when it's just, well, I used to do that in Tucson with this girl named Brooke. You remember Brooke, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I remember when I first did that gig with Brooke, and I had done a gig with, Manny passed me a gig with Carlos Burgos, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And that was my first gig ever, just me and a singer.
Yeah.
And I was playing so much music that I was not used to playing. I was, you know, straight mariachi, and this guy wants to sing fucking John Legend and fucking Marvin Gaye, and he wants to sing jazz standards. And
he's an amazing singer,
you know, he can pull all this off.
Yeah.
But I'm just sitting there like, holy shit, you know, I've never played any of this music before. And then all these, you know, John Legend is plays in fucking flat keys and all this shit. And honestly, I didn't do so good that one gig as you know, as maybe he like
anticipated.
No, I don't think he anticipated, but I think he gave me a chance. I think he knew that I wasn't gonna do that good, but he also plays a little guitar, so he was playing along with me, and like he was helping me, and the gig was super chill. It was for his mom. It was at his mom's house, and.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was, like, super chill. And, like, I remember that even him and Manny sat with me and played, the like, kind of the chords. He's, like, Manny was, like, maybe, you know, when you're accompanying a singer, look at him, like, hear him this way. And then, you know, the opportunity came up to do that thing with Brooke. And she sang even more shit that I never heard of before. So, and it was just, like, me, I'm just used to fucking playing, you know, mariachi, playing fucking sones and all this shit. And then now here come these people that are singing everything in the book. So now I'm like, if I didn't feel ready when I first, you know, and I remember the first set I ever did with Brooke wasn't so good either. And then it was only the first set. And then the second set, like, we got into the groove. Like, we rehearsed. Mm-hmm. And, like, and I didn't think at the moment, like, oh, all this shit's preparing me because when I go to LA, I'm going to work at Universal and with this girl. And, like,
yeah, yeah.
It was just a thing that I was just like, fuck it. This is going to make me a better mm-hmm. musician. I'm going to take the opportunity. It's very low pressure, you know, like, we're in a restaurant, we're in a high-end restaurant, yes. And we're kind of background music. People love her because she sings and she's a pretty girl, so, you know, she's gonna, you know, it's gonna help me a lot more, you know, than yeah. I think it is. And, like, doing all that shit for sure, like, every little thing that you do, even if you're not at the city you want to be at or at...
Yeah.
The place you want to be, yeah, could add up for later, you know?
Yeah, no, it does. It all adds up. Every little thing, it's crazy because, like, literally everything that you've, like, been through somehow correlates to where you want to go.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter where you are in life, literally no matter where you are in life, it all correlates to. Like, one of the things that like, really stands out to me, like, definitely the logo.
Yeah.
If I hadn't studied in Jordan,
I wouldn't
have come up with this shit. You know,
you wouldn't even have known what
exactly,
this is or
yeah,
how to
exactly like yeah. how to create it. All my artwork too, like if I hadn't studied in Jordan, I would have never fucking done that artwork. Cause for my artwork, by the way, all I do is I use Arabic letters, and I just move them around, change the colors, and make shapes out of them, make figures. If I didn't study in Jordan, like I would have never been able to do that. My artist name too, like, you know, like it's just like every little thing, like. Like, just adds up, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy to get to a certain point and look back and be like, oh shit, you know? Like, that helps me in this
yeah,
thing.
Or even,
this
even,
helps me here or over here, you know? Like,
even
you know.
Jasmine was saying how, you know, like, how she... The way she met Stuart was because she was doing a gig with Divas.
Yeah.
At the City Walk, at the main stage.
Yeah.
And then she was just like... I guess that was a time where she was kind of like trying to step out on her own and do her own thing. And this was years ago. No, this was like not years ago, but like this was like 3-4 years ago, I think she said. And so she's like, I just started talking to Stuart. He's like, oh yeah, follow me on Instagram. This is my contact info, a business card. Cool. And now she's like, now a couple of years passed by and this guy I met, you know, hits me up. He's like, hey, we're doing auditions for entertainment and talent at this new restaurant on the City Walk, Antojitos. Can you come? I'll get you in a slot and can you come do it? And then she did it. And then, you know, like, that was the first time she also, like, ever done anything like that.
Yeah.
So, outside of mariachi, so she did it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she got it. But it was just, like, she was telling me, she's like, I never thought that. Just that one little conversation I had with this
yeah.
guy, you know, would years later result to yep. me performing at City Walk. And you know, now
yeah.
people request her there because she's
yeah.
a good singer. She's a really good singer. So
yeah, she is.
Yeah, so, you know, we get in all the time. Hey, can you guys come today? Because
yeah.
there's a party and they're requesting you guys to be there because of Jasmine.
You know what also helped her out there?
Yeah.
Is that I bet you she was courteous with Stuart.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that we say in every single podcast is be nice.
Yeah.
You never know who you're
every
talking
little
with. You never know what that person can offer you later down the line. You just
everything you do adds up to you being ready, quote
yes.
unquote.
Yeah.
Every little thing you do will add. There's not like one specific thing that will get you ready.
Yeah.
And there's not one specific scenario that you will thrive in 100%.
Yeah.
But every little thing you do, like, and there's so many stories like that. So many of our friends
yeah,
that are
yeah.
like, man, you know, like. Like, our friend Jose, he's like, you know, I just started scooping dog shit for fun. Like, not for fun, but, like,
nice.
As volunteering, you know?
Because he wanted to be around animals.
He wanted to be around animals. So
yeah.
he's like, I was, you know, he's like, I was scooping dog shit and taking
yeah.
dead dog bodies out to the back
yeah.
at the pound, at the shelter.
Yeah.
Right?
And this was, like, when he was, like, what, 15, 16, 17?
Yeah. So he's like,
17.
I never, you know, now it's just like, well, he never figured that shit would bring him to LA, but.
Yeah, now
dude,
he's, like, the vice president. I don't even know what's title, but
he's
the head honcho for Best Friends in LA, like, basically.
Yeah. So.
Like, straight up. If you see a dog on the street, and then the next day you don't see it on the street and you see it in the pound, that's his doing, like. you know.
Yeah, he's
saying, I probably just butchered his job description, but
yeah,
basically he's
no, I mean, he's
a pretty top dog.
No, yeah, he handles all these crazy ass budgets with
like some multi-million dollar budgets.
Yeah, like
poop scoop scooper pooper pooper scooper
multi-million dollar budget, like, you know.
Yeah, like he probably scooped millions of poops in his lifetime, and that helped him know how to handle millions of dollars.
Yeah,
like straight up, you know, like little equations.
He didn't, like, he was telling me too. He's like, I didn't think that.
Of course not. You never think that you're gonna, you know, like,
that was gonna be what led to, you know, just me volunteering there led to me, you know, doing all this stuff, like, yeah, with the animal society and with the with all the shit, and like, you know, you can tell yourself, like, keep telling yourself that you're not ready, and like, you're making this excuse or that excuse, but like, literally, like Alonso said, you will never be ready.
Yeah.
You will never be ready. Like,
it's very true.
Yeah. You'll never be ready, and that's it. Like, I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah, I don't know what else to add or what else to expand on it, but like, that's, it's straight up. I mean, hopefully that if you guys listen to this, it kind of sparks a plug or opens your eyes to something, or you can relate a little bit in a little story that you've had or an experience that you've had, or just share it to someone who, like, you think that they could benefit from this, because it's true. Like, honestly, like, the best way to go about things is just going ahead and kind of learning as you go. Like,
yeah,
you can prepare a little bit, like, for sure, like, you know, do a little bit of reading, you know, I don't know, talk to some people. But at the end of the day, you know, like, you can't just love practice. You gotta love application as well.
Yeah.
Whoa, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was really good.
I'm gonna use that.
Yeah, no, yeah. And it's all, like, loving the process is what makes things easier and better.
Even when you hate the process, deep down you love the process.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So, yeah, you, I don't know.
No.
It helps you.
It makes sense. And, like, there are certain things that you do that aren't necessarily that you want to do, but, like, you're like, fuck, this will kind of get me further where I want to be. So then, you know, fuck it.
Like, I know, like, later on we're going to look back and it's like, dude, remember that time where, like, I hustled the TV show after, like, $350
an hour? Yeah.
We probably could have gotten more, but, you know, like,
yeah.
It's like, things like that. It's just, like, every little thing, it means something, you know? Like, that's a good example of, like, the people you meet, you know? Like, the way I got this gig was, I did a gig, holy shit, this is fucking crazy, this is blowing my mind.
The second gig
I ever did in LA was with Evelyn.
Uh-huh.
And this trumpet player was there, so I gigged with him, Rudy Sayama.
Mm-hmm. He plays in Arcoiris.
Yeah, he plays in Arcoiris. So I met him there, and I think from there, like, we started following each other on Instagram. Like, we've talked here and there, you know, like, bumped into each other at gigs, Santa Cecilia, things like that. And I gigged with his dad one time, too, and I messaged him, like, bro, I just gigged with your dad. Small world, blah, blah, blah.
Vasquez Senior.
You know, yeah, Vasquez Senior. And, like, you know, it's crazy, things like that, you know. And then I recently saw him at Santa Cecilia this year. Like, dude's been going to the gym. He looks really good. Like, I complimented him and stuff. Like genuinely, like, you know, that's really cool that people do that to themselves and like, you know, just better self-development. And yesterday he messages me. He's like, hey, dude, like, I have a friend who needs help with, like, some film thing. I'm not available, but he needs mariachis. Are you down? Yeah, sure.
You know, like,
like, if you, like, look back and you see all of that shit, it's like, holy shit, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and then now we're, like, gonna be on that show for Wayne Brady or something.
Yeah, yeah, and, I know who Wayne Brady is because I've done audience work on Deal or No Deal. Like, so it's just like, what is going on? You know, like, it's, like, I don't know, the dots always connect somehow. Like, it's, that just blew my mind, I just tripped myself out. Shout out to you, Rudy, because that was crazy.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. And, like, even when I, how I was thinking too, like, because we were all eating at Antojitos after.
Yeah.
And then the sound engineers were like, damn, that last thing you guys did was really good. Like, the sound engineers at Universal. Yeah. And they're like, it's crazy. Like, how did you guys meet each other? And then And then we all just kind of like looked at each other. Yeah. And then like Jasmine was like, dude, she's like, she's like, I didn't even meet him. Like, I didn't. And it's true. She like,
that's
didn't,
crazy. Yeah,
she didn't even like actually meet me because I was out with some friends and then she was there for some reason, like also.
Yeah.
And like, she didn't like meet me. They were, it was just like one of the things, oh, like, this is Angel. Like, oh, yeah. Hey, what's up? And yeah. Then it was just like, oh yeah, I'm Angel. Like, okay, yeah. Cool. And then like, I did not see her the rest of the night. Like yeah. After that. And then like 2 days later, I get a DM from her. It was, yeah, it was like, yeah. You know, can you help me at this gig at Universal?
That's so fucking crazy, dude. Like, how shit happens. Oh my God. That's just mind-blowing.
Yeah, I didn't think that was just like, oh, like, yeah, I met this random like, girl today.
We can
like,
go on and on with this. Yeah. Like Jesus, too.
Yeah.
This is the,
didn't you meet him at a jam session or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, from Decibel Studios, who records all my stuff. Like, they say, and it's because of Gus, who was my old roommate. He was like, hey, dude, I'm going to go to this jam session. There's going to be other musicians there. You want to go? I'm like, yeah, sure. Like, a jam session? I'm down for that shit. So I go, and there's a bunch of... There's, like, Lupita Infante there. Abraham Hernandez, who's a great pianist. Then there's a bunch of, like, requintistas, and Jesus is a requintista there. And so, like, we didn't really talk much that night. Like, we were just all jamming, like, straight up. Like, we were all jamming, blah, blah. Got their Instagrams. And then, like, later on, like, I wanted to learn how to like... play melodies and stuff, you know, like guitar, because I only know how to strum. And so I hit him up, I sent him a DM, and he's like, yeah, dude, like, I'll teach you, you know. And like, I started getting lessons from him. And then I somehow found out that he had a recording studio, and then somehow I fucking wrote a song, and I was like, you know,
and you're like, hey, can I record
yeah,
it?
Yeah. And I was like, hey, dude, like, how much do you charge? And he's like, yeah, dude, like, come over, like, you know. Recorded the song, and ever since I've been going back with him, and then you moved, and now we're all doing that. Yeah. Stuff. You know, it's like it's just crazy how.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's crazy how if you listen to yourself, like.
Yeah. Life will treat you well if you invest in yourself and you respect yourself, you respect the time, you respect others, you're a good person. Like, you put out, basically, you receive what you put out, and life will give you. Will slowly give you the things that you're ready for, and will put you in the right place at the right time, you know. So like, I don't know. Yeah, it's just crazy. Like, we can go on and on about like these different little things. So, I think the main thing is just jump right in.
Yeah.
You know.
Don't even ask yourself if you're already.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, you know, like people are willing to help. You know, I mean, if we can help out in any way, like, definitely reach out to us, because we know. We know what it's like straight up. Like, it hasn't been easy. It's still not easy. Like, you know, we're not gonna lie to you and say like, oh yeah, we're living a great life in LA. Like, I mean, we are, but like, there we still struggle. You know, so yeah. Like, I mean, that's mainly what we want to talk about. That is just kind of let you guys know that like if you're on the fence about taking a jump and like taking a big decision, like, just take the decision. You know, like. The best risk you can take in life is taking a risk on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like investing in yourself and going all in on whatever it is that you want to do. Because at the end of the day, like, it's your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do what makes you happy. And yeah, I think, I don't know, you want to add anything else? Yeah, so, yeah, you'll never be ready. You can be as ready as you'll ever be right now. So, let us know what you think. Give us feedback. Share this episode to anybody that you feel like might need to hear the message. And yeah, until next time. Thanks, guys.